Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yes, hello and welcome to another edition of AMC Press and Co. This episode is sponsored by the solicitation that was answered on our answer machine. This is HS. This is our HS. And we are summoning mixed matching chameleons. If you're interested, you can call us by 1-800-INFREQUENT. That's all the message said. 1-800-INFREQUENT. What does that mean, Johnny?
Hey, wait, does that mean the dress is blue or black or gold and white? And here
we
go
again.
We
don't have a clue.
No, not really.
No, not really. We don't have any clues. But yet, we know where we can find us. Can you find us?
We never know. Go on.
Yeah, I know. You never know in these days. Can you find us? Can anybody find us? Well, yeah, you can find us at itsmyyours.com/AMCPress and shop for us or shop with us on Zazzle.com's keyword AMCPress pop-up shop. Our Twitter handles are at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. Apparently, there's been a llama chase in Arizona. Apparently, there are Mexican llamas. What's more, the llamas, it's interesting the fact that too quick for the llamas dashed in and out of traffic in the Phoenix area. One apparently said, I'll take this way, you take that way, and we'll meet in the middle. No, that's not what really happened. Well, what happened anyway was a large white llama and a small black llama darted through the streets of the Sun City during lunch hour. Yes, they were on their way to get tacos at a Mexicana place. How fitting. However, cars and golf carts stopped in their tracks because of the way with livestock. The fugitive llamas were part of a trio making therapy visits to residents, and at least that was their cover. Tuna system doesn't know, but their televised breakout from Gen Care Sun City and Callahan quickly inspired a Twitter hashtag war, which include Llamas on the Loose, Llama Drama, and Team Llama. Senator John McCain and the Arizona car owners got in the fun by McCain tweeted, said, glad that it's Llama Drama 15 and as Peterson peacefully resolved, the Cardinals then tweeted, agreed, one more year of deals with Lomas and Lewis and promised him very the animals of salary and hay, except that they wanted burritos. And their names were Murray and Chez. Chez, what do you want in your burrito? I want, let's think, ground beef. Yeah. And
they wanted a contract for a million more burritos.
Yeah, exactly. And a contract to basically appear on all the all the Taco Bell commercials. You know?
Yeah.
That would be great, right? So they walked into
They want to be on a cover.
And contract.
So they want to be on what cover of Llamas Illustrated?
Yeah, Llamas Illustrated or Consumer Llama. You know.
Llama Reports.
What?
My rim shot is broken tonight.
Yeah, right. Or Lollas Incorporated. Or Llama to me and Llama to you. Or the Fafala or Falafel restaurant on Madison and 23rd in New York City.
Well, Llama Fancy. Llama's Fancy. Yeah, Llama Fancy. Yes,
Llama
got it.
Llama Fancy. But they, you know, if they went
go
to
on
New
and
York
on.
City. Yeah, if they went to New York City and they had a thing basically saying, oh, yes, we're going to basically take everything and...
They wanted to film the new movie Llamas Take Manhattan.
Well, Llamas Take Manhattan. What about...
Too bad the Muppets already did that.
Well, yeah, right?
Great
Llamas
movie, by the way.
Then took Manhattan. They took Manhattan. And then... What happened? They tried to take it. They tried to take it down. They went rogue. You know what I mean? They went rogue, and basically, you know, Llamas were sighted everywhere, including the sheriff, who spoke of the Llamas as saying they were great animals, I mean people, and he couldn't decide whether animals or people were well worth it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I mean, the llamas and the animals and everything like that. Well, you know. And then we have an update, which is that Parsons, who said, he said the entire goal was to give, you know, like we were saying earlier, hoot to the care facilitators, right? But now it's really down to how much, you know, you're willing to spend on your life with a llama in your caretaker home. The Black Llama in case anybody wants to know, was captured first, while the white one was nabbed by two men, slowly moving into a picket and repeatedly threw out a lasso, and it took three men to secure a rope. Now, the entire ordeal lasted about an hour. The sheriff's spokesman, Brandon Jones, said that nobody was hurt, although the llamas were returned to their owners. No criminal charges will be filed. However, one llama, which was missing from the pack, was in a telephone booth near San Bernardino, California, dialing the other llamas to say, look, there's one. There's going to be one more attack. And it's going to be at midnight tonight. Are you ready? Unfortunately, the llama never actually returned. The other llamas never returned to temple. So, yeah. That is, that's the story on that. So then we go from llamas to in flight dog service.
Oh, it's a Monday.
Service dogs. Tony, do you want to take this one?
Can't you tell it's a Monday?
Yeah, you can tell it's a Monday when everything flip-flopped.
I tell you.
Do you want to take this one, Johnny?
I will. Yeah, in-flight service dog school board is brought to heel.
Apparently, what happened?
Apparently, he alerts caregivers that when his little boy is going to have a seizure or has trouble breathing.
If he doesn't have his dog.
But apparently, the school board
apparently
won't allow it.
That's ridiculous. Why?
They need a permit.
What kind of permit?
Like a special permit for his dog to be in school.
A special permit for his dog to be in school. But then...
Yes, Florida law.
What?
You know there's people in Florida... He has to pass a certain requirement to go into school. Like,
well, pass, but then also, Anthony found a friend in the U.S. Justice Department, which meant that the Department of Civil Rights Division enforces the American with Disabilities Act, which is a landmark legislation that was passed by Congress in 1990. Last month, the DOJ waiting on a lawsuit, apparently there was a lawsuit, arguing that school board was fundamentally misunderstands ADA regulations, which require that public entities generally must permit individuals with disabilities to be accompanied by their service dogs or animals or llamas. Congress very specifically intended that the Individuals with Disabilities Act would not separate them from their service animals, even in schools. And the school board contended that it wasn't necessary for Stevie to be accompanied Anthony to school unless the elementary staff was trained to perform the same task as Stevie. Stevie's the dog. And the district also argued that even if Stevie was permitted in Noble Hills campus under the ADA, it was not reasonable for the district to bear the cost of the dog handler. The judge wrote that the dispute pivoted on whether there was a reasonable expect application to the district to allow Speedy on campus under the federal rights, civil rights law, and the judge ruled that it was indeed reasonable in the same way a school would assist in a non-disabled child using the restroom, or a diabetic child with an insulin pump, or a physically disabled child employing her motorized wheelchair. I mean, I don't know about you, Johnny, but I think it's absurd to...
Sounds like a liability issue.
It's a liability issue, but it's also an inclusion thing. I mean, you wouldn't want that to be an issue. I mean, unfortunately, it is regarding some states of the law. You know, however, the other thing is also how do you do this to people? In the fact that when you do that, you're taking away a person's need to exist. You know, not the person's need to exist, but the person who basically is fighting for his life. And when you're fighting for your life, well, you know, it's a really interesting thing. Do you have anything to say on this, Johnny?
Apparently, it's wrong for like to say, like, oh, we can't have a dog handler because we don't want to pay for the cost.
What?
Say we'd love to have a dog in a school, but we can't have the cost of the dog handler.
Well, we can't have the cost of the dog handler. Why?
Because their budgets are tight.
Where the budget's too tight? Okay. But couldn't they have any other way?
I
you know, to do stuff. Couldn't they have any other way to solve the situation? Or no? I mean, because this person's raising her son alone and paid to obtain to train a dog to specifications of the international dog standard, and Stevie, the dog, can aid his caregivers in a variety of ways, which include stepping on Anthony's wheelchair, laying across the boy's lap. Right. Once there, the dog is trained to help stabilize his airway so he doesn't impede. He was also trained to tell or alert human responders in the event that Anthony was experiencing a medical crisis. The dog can also jump in front of a sensor that activates an alarm that will bark to get his caregiver's attention. He was also wearing a red service vest that holds all the medical supplies as well. But yet, when his mum first approached the school board in May 2013 and submitted a formal request for the two dogs, 2 months later, the reply in August came back with that Stevie must obtain a host of vaccinations that rarely apply to dogs, among the costly liability of insurance that mandated that she pay for the handlers on expense. She then went to her lawyer to an impossible barrier, which violated on civil rights laws. And the preface of the choice of people with disabilities, and the fact that for the first 4 months that Anthony attended North Hill Elementary as a kindergartner began in August 2013. And his mom worked and the district requirement at Stevie's handler herself, and later the school board appointed a custodian of the custodian to work at Stevie's handler, and the responsibility toward a work to walk alongside Anthony with a leash allowing Stevie to be attached to the boy's wheelchair and to take the dog outside to urinate. Obviously, the custodian would also ensure that that other children did not try to play with the dog. While at school, the judge wrote that Stevie does not eat or drink, nor does he, you know, his bathroom exercises or whatever. She attends daily Stevie's daily feeding and cleaning candies, but administrators continued to assert in the lawsuit that it was not the district's responsibility to help the boy keep Stevie at school. I think IEP detailed the account of accommodations that did not mention anything about Anthony's use of a service dog. However, the other thing is also that when this happened, and they found a friend, obviously we explained earlier, in the U.S. Justice Department, and the school board contended that it wasn't necessary for Stevie to accompany Anthony to the school, especially when the elementary staff already was trained to perform the same task as Stevie. However, like we said, the judge ruled in favor of Anthony, which is really good. What's the next story, Johnny?
What?
What do we have to... We got a boy with special needs hospitalized following school attack.
Right. The boy... Apparently there was a bullying attack in Missouri State Middle School, which sent a 74-pound student to the hospital for 5 days in outrage by state lawmakers. Blake Kitchen, a 12th-grade senior, 6th-grader at Liberty Middle School, which is just outside Kansas City, suffered a fractured skull, a broken jaw, and possible hearing loss on February 19th. And when this was originally reported, it was on February 27th, which is about 4 days ago. Blake, who said, "I thought I was going to die," this week after he's released from the hospital, he spoke about laying on the couch with a pillow shading his eyes from the now painful light. He felt like all his bones in his body were broken, and in interviews in the Kansas City media, they have widely spread, and Blake's mother, Kitchen Destiny, or Destiny Kitchen, identifying her son's attacker as an 8th grader who weighs more than 200 pounds and who had previously bullied another son, Preston 14. Mrs. Kitchen, who could not immediately be reached for comment on Thursday, added that Blake had previously been diagnosed with symptoms of Asperger's, anxiety, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The alleged bully was led to concerns for the Kitchen family that they said that the boy's grandfather sent a certificate to the school principal, Dan Weekly, a month earlier asking officials to intervene, in which the Kansas Star reported that there was a red flag in at least two Missouri legislatures. He told the Los Angeles Times that they were worried about school officials missed or ignored the obvious warning sign. Lawmakers have hinted that they may support cutting state funding for schools that don't address proper bullying. The fact that the grandfather felt that he needed a certified letter tells me that he'd been worried for a while, and that this was worried school officials that might ignore the problem. State Senator Ryan Silvery, a Republican whose district includes Liberty, told the Times that that is a problem. Senator Eric Schmidt, a Louisa, St. Louis area Republican with a son with autism on the autism spectrum, that he was disturbed by the story and demanded his attention that he address it in the Senate on Wednesday. As a dad and as a parent, first and foremost, I was shocked by it. A 6th grader who weighed 74 pounds was beaten to the end of his life by a 200-pound 8th grader. Schmidt tells the Times that on Thursday, if officials have been worried about this bully, they ought to have some level of accountability for the adult put in charge of the situation. A Liberty public schools spokesman did not immediately extend the messages in the Times, and the Liberty Board of Education in the statement expressed their heartfelt concern over the beating and said that the security footage of the incident had been turned over by the police to the police department. The board said that the teacher administrator King, as a school resource officer, had responded to the incident within seconds. The board said that it was an unlimited the board said that the teachers, administrators, and school resource officers had responded to the incident within seconds. Like we said, the board has said that it was limited in what he could further investigate. It could provide adding, we also disagree with some information reported in the media, but he didn't specify what. Liberty Captain, Police Captain Andy Tantric said that the alleged balloon was arrested, the alleged bully was arrested that day on the attack, and the police have investigated and referred the case to the county juvenile officials. What's maddening, I think, about this, and I don't know, Johnny, if you agree, is that the guy was 200 pounds. The bully. You know, I don't know about you, Johnny, but 200 pounds for a guy is pretty damn big.
Yeah.
You know, it's like five of me packed into one person. What happened to Blake's mother said that what happened to Blake is maddening, and I'm glad that he's alive because he couldn't have made it, and it is maddening. When he was in the hospital, her son told her, "I don't want to die. Mommy, please." And watching him throw up every time he moved his head and blood coming out of his ears sent him, and not knowing that there was spinal fluid coming out as well. It's a nightmare, and I'm terrified to send him back to school. Now, guys, if you're listening all around the world, you know our Twitters. If this guy has a Twitter, or this, you know, is still going on, we will investigate it. But send this guy some love. Send the family some love, because they need it right now. And, yeah. And I guess in our final story of the night,
I know it's a little early, but we just gotta get to.
It's a little bit early, but Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Spock of the Star Wars series, died this week.
Whoa! Did you say Star Wars?
I said Star Trek. Oh, did I say Star Wars? Yes, I did. Star Trek died and lived a very small lived a very long prosperous life, and his death has hit not only me, but I'm not a Trekkie fan, but I know of Dr. Spock, and I know of how important this guy was. I mean, were you a Star Wars, Star Trek?
Oh yeah, I grew up with Star Trek. Dang, you almost got me saying Star Wars now.
Yeah.
He is gone.
He's gone.
To the final frontier. He is boldly gone to the final frontier, that is.
Yeah.
And I still, in my mind, I still think it's highly logical. He's gone. But he's gone.
What do you mean it's highly logical?
You know, he said like, that was highly illogical.
What?
Oh boy, we got a Star Trek fan in here.
Yeah, it's highly illogical, but It is kind of, you know, amazing. It's totally the same thing as, it's the same thing as, it's the same thing as when Philip Seymour Hoffman died. You know, or Robin Williams. I think, and it's incredible because if you look at his resume, although he was more famous as Mr. Spock on Star Trek, he and he was a Canadian. After Star Trek, he was cast in Mission Impossible. Columbo, Catwell, Marco Polo, a woman called Golda. He also had a very good stage career as well. He was in Fiddler on the Roof. He started Random with Murphy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a year prior to the first feature film. He was in the Royal Shakespeare Company of Sherlock Holmes. He was also in Equus.
I believe he had a guest voice role in The Simpsons.
He was also in Simpsons and Futurama.
Oh yeah.
He was also in a Page Master.
Yes.
Yeah. He was also in Pagemaster. He was also in a show called Fringe. And then in 2009, he appeared in A Week in Uptake Entertainment with Zachary Quinto and Chris Pine. And then in April 2010, Leonard Nimoy announced that he was retiring from Wayne Spock, citing both advanced age and desire to give Zachary Pinto the opportunity to enjoy all the full media attention with the Spock character. Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep was to be his final performance. However, in 2011, he announced that he intended to return to Fringe Revising as well as William Bell. Nimoy continued to voice acting despite his retirement.
Oh, he also had he also guest starred on one of my favorite sitcoms, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I love The Big Bang Theory. It's one of mine too. The thing is that this should show anybody who is who's a Trekkie fan that, you know, even Spock, you know, all these actors are actors. And he was also writing his first autobiography, and he intended to call it I Am Not Spock. But, he was touched with identity crisis, which seemed to haunt Nimoy throughout his career, with his love-hate relationship with the character Spock. He said that he went through a definitive identity crisis and questioned whether to embrace Spock or to fight the onslaught of public interest. And he realized that he had no other choice in the matter, finally. But then he released in a second volume, which was entitled, clearly, I Am Spock. So we go from, I am not Spock, to I am Spock. I would tell him if I was an agent, make up your mind! But I'm not an agent. He also was a singer. During and following Star Wars, damn it, Star Trek, he also released 5 additional albums and musical recordings on Dot Records, all with Mr. Spock. So he couldn't, in a way, it's almost like he couldn't quite actually, you know, get his not his life together, but get out of, you know, stuck in the role of Spock.
Yeah.
You know? And to me, that's amazing. But in February 4th, 2014, that's last year, Nimoy revealed that he had been diagnosed with chronic obstructive colon disease, which is attributed to his smoking habits that he'd given up 30 years prior. And then on February 19th, which is 2 days after Valentine's Day, Nimoy was admitted to the UCLA Medical Center for chest pain. I've been in and out of hospitals for the last several months. And then he died 4 days ago. William Shatner took to Twitter to write of him that, I loved him like a brother, we will miss his humor, his talent, his capacity to love. George Takei, the word extraordinary is often overused, but I think it's really appropriate for Leonard. He was an extraordinarily talented man, but he was also very distinct, a decent human being. Walter Koenig, who he said he knew the Spock character, had been better than he did Nimoy at first. When I finally get to know the man better, I discovered his compassion and intelligence and his humility, all of which laid the foundation for his keen sense of philanthropy. Leonard's integrity and passion as an actor and his devotion to his craft help transport Star Trek into television history. Zachary Quinto, who portrays Spock as a young man, said that his heart is broken. I will love you profoundly, my dear friend, and I will miss you every day. President Barack Obama had met with Nimoy in 2007 and has a lifelong lover of the arts and humanities. And a supporter of scientists, was generous with his time and talent, and former NASA astronaut Buzz Aldrin called Nimoy a fellow space traveler because he helped many make that journey into the final frontier and had it accessible to all. And he was laid to rest yesterday. So, The service was restricted to family and close friends, including Nimoy's wife and the two sons and his stepson.
At least now he's reunited with James Duhon.
Oh yeah. But at least
others know as Scotty.
Scotty, yeah.
You know, like beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah. I guess he's saying that, you know. But from a person who was a Pisces and was born in Boston, it's a great thing, you know. It's a great thing that it's a great thing that, you know, he lasted so long. However, you know, I think you have to have in this industry, you kind of have to have an iron skin, and you certainly had that in spades. Unfortunately, he couldn't beat it. And you can't really beat it. You have to live with it. And like you said, live long and prosper. And I guess that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to end the show early. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, everybody.
Good night. Talk to you soon. Live long and prosper, Mr. Spock. We miss you. Good night.